Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, only going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We have a little at the birth of a little millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to flip disease Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephants! When I'm a road runner, honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show, back home to the Relaxing Comfort Studios. That's right here. We're here. We're live. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We really do appreciate that. All right. We are up and running on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. Of course, AM660TheAnswer.com, your smart devices, if you've downloaded and you can still do it, the free Answer Orlando app. Alexa, don't forget to check us out on Alexa and listen for the messages on Alexa. That's all pretty cool, too. And, of course, you can catch us on our Facebook page as we are back in the studio. The Facebook. And everybody say hello to the Facebook crowd. And that's American Adversaries on Facebook. So let me introduce everybody who's in the studio here. Got the chairman of the board, the union boss himself, Mike McBass, sporting his Perry.
Fired up about
tonight.
I'm telling you, I'm fired up about the college ratings that came out. I can't believe they did that. The UCF ranked them number 23rd after being, you know, the national champs last year.
They're going to have
not
to
good. That was a coach's poll too.
What Rodney Dangerfield used to say: "I don't get rid of no respect."
You're not kidding us.
Don't get no respect.
But you know what? It's great for the head coach because guess who they open up with? They play Auburn on the opener, and Auburn's ranked number 10, and they're 23rd. You think I got good bulletin board material?
I think I'd rather be the underdog in that fight. Yep. All right, we got Nick Grounds of the British American Chamber of Commerce. Nick, good to see you again tonight.
Good evening, Chris. Nice to be here. Thanks very much.
And we got Jackie Ricardo of Relaxing Comfort. Hey, how you doing, Jackie?
Hello, hello.
And I, of course, am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. The marathon man is on the bridge tonight. That is Nick LoCicero, of course, counting down the hours. And so, is once again, tomorrow will be his final day on the bridge for us. At least for a while.
That's
if we ever break it big, I'll hire him back.
I appreciate you giving him a car on behalf of all of us, Chris.
I do have a couple of little items.
You gave him the one that broke down the other
day. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hey, Nick, your car's outside.
Yeah, right.
It's on Route 50.
Yeah, you just need to have a hold word. So, we got a contest to do. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. The press briefing today was more exciting than usual, and we're going to talk about the movie Death of a Nation from last night. And if, once again, if you did not make it out to the movie to see it with us, and it was a packed house.
Oh, yeah.
There was a couple of seats up front, a very front row.
I wonder, too, if they just blocked them off because they were too close. You notice that there was no one in those two rows, so I think they blocked them off and didn't even try to liquidate them, sell them.
Yeah, there was just... a solid house. Everybody had a great time, and it's an excellent movie. And if you didn't see it last night, maybe you want to see it again. If you did see it last night, it opens at the theaters nationwide Friday. And his book, the same title is out as well, coming out as well.
Chris, wouldn't you agree with me? That should be shown in every high school in the country. I mean, we could stop this and nip it in the bud what goes on in college just by having these kids go in and see the other side.
I think that across the people who sit on school boards across the country would have a heart attack.
Oh, I understand.
If they saw this movie.
But you know what? I'd bribe my kids to go to it just to make sure they don't get brainwashed as they go into the university system.
And it's interesting because a lot of the stuff that is in the movie, and it's comprehensive history, and I don't want to get too deep into it now because we're going to talk about it more in a little bit because I want to kick the contest off.
Oh, yeah.
But we've mentioned many of the things in the movie at one point or another, just never all at once like that. And it's about an hour and 45-minute movie, I think it was. And I tell you what, toward the end, there is this awesome rendition of Glory Hallelujah that this African-American black choir does in this sort of a cathedral, like a narrow cathedral setting in their choir robes, and it is awesome. Anita heard a rendition like that since Anita Bryant. Remember Anita Bryant?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody remember Anita Bryant? No, you don't. You're too young.
But
Anita Bryant was one of the first victims of political correctness.
Right.
That she lost her job, she lost her career, she lost her whole reputation. She was the political correctness. If you remember, she was the orange juice lady. She was the spokesperson.
Very much so.
She was a famous singer, entertainer, who was a spokesperson.
Wasn't she a beauty queen, too?
Yes.
Yeah, she was a beauty queen.
Yeah, I think it was Miss USA or something like that. And she went on to become the spokesperson for Florida orange juice, the orange juice growers. And she was a strict Christian. And at some point, somebody asked her about, homosexuality. And she took the strict Christian point of view. And that cost her everything. And that was back like in the 60s. I was just a kid when that happened.
But remember, even in the movie last night, political correctness defined a different way. Backseas and everything. World War II with the Nazis and everything. What is going on now? Political correctness. They use it as a tool against, we the American people.
And that's one reason why I mentioned that.
Right.
Because this has been going on a long time.
Yeah, this isn't new. This is the game plan.
Exactly. And that's what is brought out in this movie in quite an in-depth and yet entertaining fashion. The first part of the movie, though, to me, was the best because that's when he showed the replay of like election night, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and the news coverage on election
Chris,
night.
I was rolling on the ground laughing. You should have seen the frowns, the faces made by the CNN people and CNBC and the wild statements. Who was the one wild guy that was giving the finger to the audience and everything? You remember that guy?
Yes.
I mean, he looks like a bulldog, but who was that guy?
He looked like some ex-NFL player.
Yeah. I mean, that guy, he looks like he's already got his CTE.
I tell you what, let's get the contest started. We're going to talk more about the movie as the night goes along. Nostradamus will be in a little bit later. He saw the movie as well. I'm sure he has some thoughts on it. And I have some more thoughts on it, too, because this is a must-see movie to understand really what we're up against here. This is not just normal, if there ever was normal, Democrat-Republican politics. There is far, far more at stake at play here. And it goes back to well before World War II, but it incorporates that whole 20th century progressive movement.
But remember long ago, we were relating to brown shirts and black shirts and how much that identified with the progressive movement, and which will be defined a bit later.
Yeah. All right. So let's get the challenge.
Okay. Here we go. What is the best prescription for people suffering Trump derangement syndrome or disorder, however you would like to
and
term it.
And by the way, there I have now been educated. Okay. Kathy pointed out to me that if you Google it, right, there is actually now an official psychiatric term for this. It's called Trump anxiety disorder.
Well,
this is so.
But that sounds like we fall into the PC trap. I don't know.
Well, all I'm saying is there is now an official label. People are going to their psychologists and psychiatrists. People really are suffering from this,
Chris,
and we all know somebody probably who is.
You're going to suffer from it when you go to your psychiatrist and he gives you a bill for $1,000. I mean, that'll be my suffering. I say, you're not going there. Get out of here.
I'll find my psychiatrist down to the pub.
We'd like to give you an example. My response to that is I would suggest anyone suffering from this should be forced to watch all the episodes of The Apprentice and count the number of times Trump said, "You're fired," and this will prepare them for the fall Democratic election, because they're all going to be what? You're fired. Okay, let's get rolling. And with prizes, Chris, what do we got?
The contest challenge, which includes these great memories. Tell them about those foam.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Cool Gel Memory Foam Pillows. They are a value of $129. They keep your head nice and cool throughout the summer. It is pretty hot out there today.
Thanks for reminding us, Jackie.
I am so happy. Let me tell you, off of that cruise ship, I was on a cruise last week. I didn't have my Cool Gel pillow. I was not happy.
Yeah.
I was not happy. But
tossing and turning.
Tossing and turning. And I'll get into that later. But yes, you get a Cool Gel Memory Foam pillow. It comes with a bamboo cover in case you get too cool. But yes, that's part of our prize package.
All right.
Very nice.
And those will be waiting for the winner at any of their four Relax and Comfort locations.
That's right. We just restocked all of the stores, so we have them ready to go.
All right. All right. You'll also get a session of cryotherapy at Chill Cryo Sauna. You know, Kurt was at the, he saw the movie
last
night.
I saw him last night.
He was wearing his Creeps on a Mission t-shirt.
Well, you know what? He's a team player.
He is indeed.
That's great to see that, Kurt.
And by the way, the creator of that there t-shirt, Sidney Powell, is going to be on our show tomorrow night to sort through this Manafort case that's going on. Dennis is going to have an update for today when he gets here. And that'll be tomorrow night with her. And that cryotherapy session. And they got other stuff going on down there, too. And this is great for anybody who has those chronic aches or pains, joint problems, things like that.
I mean, really, think about it for the older individuals, you know, who struggle a little bit. And anybody, just go down. It's 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And if it works, lucky you.
Yeah. You know? All right. And then you'll also get a larger-than-life version of the Constitution that you can put somewhere in your house, or especially if you homeschool. Or your office or a church, or if you'd rather have something else, you can use that as credit toward that something else at Dino Rentos Studios. Dino and Janice Rentos, great folks over there. And then, of course, you'll also get a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd, Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, great folks there, too. If you have a Mercedes or a BMW, you really need to take it over there to them. They're great. Or you're getting ready to buy one. Take it over there and let them look it over real quick for you.
You know that truck sales were up this month and car sales were way down?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the demand of trucks at this point.
And, you know, Mercedes now has, you know, these big SUVs and stuff like that. And all that, they can take care of at Jerry's. And, of course, a gift card to Tijuana Flats. Rick is back on the road again this week, but he'll be back in the studio with us next week. That's compliments of Rick Brown. And you were over there. How'd it go the other night at
Tijuana? Yeah, it went well. I mean, again, we had violent thunderstorms.
Is that
yes.
right? Yeah. How about that?
So,
two
but
for two.
Yeah, we had a nice turnout, so that was good.
All right. All right. So let's get a couple of entries in, then we'll take a break and open up the lines for more of you folks. What is your RX for Trump derangement syndrome /disorder/ Trump anxiety disorder?
Syndrome, PC.
Tad. All right, Robert, how you doing tonight?
Hey. That looked more like a Trump rally last night.
It was, in a way. A lot of people were adorned
and they dressed
Trump
that
stuff.
Way, right? Yeah. I mean, I love it, the red, white, and blue.
Yeah, sitting there.
And how about that couple that had the Trump jerseys on, number 45 and Trump?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was excellent. Glad you could make it.
Especially
all right.
The part with the election night returns and the people at the joint session of Congress sitting on their hands, and there's a shot of Pelosi.
Yep.
But wasn't that something?
Oh, yeah, sure enough. Okay, go ahead.
Here it is.
Yep.
It's in three parts, so you may have already known one part, but here it is. They could use a good massage chair, a good scented pillow, and then a bottle of Smirnoff Ice. Okay, you got that?
Yeah, the massage chair, the
scented pillow.
Russian vodka.
Russian vodka.
That gives them a chance to ice themselves.
Russian,
right.
Including ice.
Yes. What's that?
They'll be too drunk to even care.
That's right.
I got a feeling they've already been packing away the vodka just to just drink the blues away anyway. All right, Robert. Thanks a lot. Excellent.
Right, thanks a lot for last night.
You got it. Thank you.
That was a nice suggestion, Jackie. Two of your products and then throw in something that'll really put them asleep.
Yeah, you know? That way the anxiety goes away. You're relaxed in your massage chair.
And
you
then
have
wham.
A sense of boom.
All right.
I like it.
All right, let's get Ken's entry in, then we'll take that break. Hey, Ken, how you doing this evening?
Good evening, boys. I am doing great. How about you?
All right.
Excellent. Good to hear from you.
Hey, good to be on the air, man. I just told Nick we're going to miss him. He's done a great job, and we love having him on there. But obviously on to other things. So, here's my prescription for liberals and for those that are going to be just crushed come November. And it comes in a tube. And it's a cream because powders can be a little bit, you know, abrasive, and we don't want to hurt their skin.
Yeah.
So it's going to come in a tube. It'll be a cream. The ornamentation on the cream will be a gender neutral crying baby.
Oh, wow.
Oh boy.
It's going to be called Dr. Trump's Butthurt Cream.
Oh wow.
Dr.
Please
Trump.
Apply at liberally.
Right.
After every mean tweet, press conference, and rally.
Liberally. After
good.
Every mean
that was
tweet.
Very good. Yeah.
Comment or press conference and. Rally. And by the way, that was an excellent rally the other night in Tampa, and he's at it again
tonight
in Pennsylvania.
Isn't that great?
It's 7 o'clock.
Can I ask a question of you?
Yeah, go ahead.
While I have you on, real quick, I love the top of the hour, the President Trump intro, but I also thought to mix it up a little bit, and this is just a thought, but because I'm such a big fan, she is such a class act and such a brilliant she holds the room. I would love to see you put together a montage of Sarah Huckabee Sanders at her best, shutting some of these idiots in the press room down.
Like she did today?
And maybe throwing that. Well, I haven't seen anything yet today because I've been working all day. But,
yeah.
I mean, just she is such a master at handling these morons that I would love a montage of, you know, just to throw in the mix every once in a while of what that woman is capable of, because nobody gives her the credit. And I think she's amazing.
You're absolutely right. And I was just holding up, we work from an outline. We just basically have bullet points here. And one of the bullet points today, as a matter of fact, I had for the next segment is Sarah H. Sanders fires back. And that was at today's press briefing. And she was on her game today. And it was an extraordinary press briefing because Christopher Wray, Danny Boy Coates, and the head of the NSA and some other officials were there to try to calm everybody's fears over the upcoming election. And the Russian meddling.
Oh boy!
They cannot touch her. They cannot match wits with her. She's too good.
Yeah, and I'll when we come back from the break, I'll mention what she was, how she fired back today, and she laid into him. We'll be right back. Yep. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate that. And you are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a contest Thursday. We're looking for your RX for Trump Derangement Syndrome.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Orange County is on the rise, and we have an opportunity to build an even better future for our families. I'm Rob Patapinto, a proud husband and father, community leader and businessman running to be your next mayor. We must come together to build a stronger and more diverse economy with better paying jobs and protect the safety of our neighborhoods by fighting violent crime. Join me, and together, we'll build an even better Orange County.
Rob Panapinto for Orange County Mayor.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have slowdowns on 436 and the 441 intersection coming into Apopka from Altamont Springs. You also have slowdowns on I-4 starting at 434, and that continues through downtown Orlando. Doesn't clear up until after the attractions, Dr. Phillips and Millennia areas. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it right now are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right, the FBI showed up at today's press briefing. The director himself, Christopher Wray, along with Dan Coats and others, to try to allay people's fears and described how every law enforcement agency, every defense department agency, every government agency that has anything to do with security is on the job, and so far there has been no attempt even to violate what Christopher Wray called the structure, the infrastructure of our electoral system. That would be the voting places, voting polls, voting records, things of that nature. However, as Facebook announced earlier this week, they have been running Facebook ads. Oh my gosh. And I loved the characterization of a guy, I forget who he was, on Fox, who said what the Russians did and are evidently tantamount to what they're doing now, according to Christopher Wray and these top security officials, is tantamount to spitting into a raging sea. In other words, we already got things so messed up over here and so much going on. Do you not understand how many messages and how much goes on Facebook every day? And they're trying to tell us that a little bit,
right.
It's just not believable, believe
me. The other thing, Chris, what do you think the actual listening interest of the American public is on this absolute topic?
Well,
I don't believe the average guy cares one hoot. We know what it goes on. Anybody with any brain in their head knows they're going to be trying to tap through any way they can. So what's so unique about this?
Just remember, though, the movie from last night.
Oh, I agree. Political wonks understand the meaning of it.
And if somebody were to ask me to describe what the movie is about, Death of a Nation, it's about how Democrats so artfully, the progressives have so artfully used misdirection
to try to strangle the nation.
And that's exactly what they have done.
Without
and they're doing it again now.
Yep.
You see, this is a misdirection thing. And the reason they're pressing it so hard is because they want to hide what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the whole movie was about, see? It was about misdirection. It starts out about who's the biggest racist in the country today? Donald J. Trump. Who's accused of being a fascist? You even have Madeleine Albright out there peddling her book, Fascism Around the Corner or something like this, right? And yet, who is it that actually practices these things? It is the accusers.
You got it.
You see, this is right out of Saul Alinsky.
Yep.
Make your opponent into the worst thing that you are. And that's what they have done. That's what they did with racism. If you watched Hillary's America, that was about how the Democrats made the Republicans the face of racism and slavery when it was the other way around. It was the Democrats who institutionalized slavery. And what we learned last night is they wanted to take it beyond the field into the cities. And that was the whole intent of the social welfare state.
Yep.
All right, we'll get into a lot more of this. Eddie's entries
up too.
When we come back with the American Adversaries Radio Show.
I've been down before.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House is responding to criticism it lacks a clear national strategy to protect U.S. elections, saying President Trump has directed a vast government-wide effort to protect the cornerstone of American democracy. In a letter to Senate Democrats, National Security Advisor John Bolton also says Trump has not and will not tolerate interference in America's system of representative government. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is refusing to distance herself from President Trump's assertions that the news media is the enemy of the American people. Sanders was pressed on the question Thursday during a briefing. In a heated exchange, Sanders listed a litany of complaints against the press and blamed the media for inflaming tensions in the country. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 8 points, the Nasdaq rose 95, the S&P advanced 14, oil up to $68.96 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
A judge struck down a proposal to eliminate greyhound betting in Florida. Judge Karen Gievers says the amendment wording is too misleading. The Constitutional Revision Commission initially approved the amendment for the November ballot. In Volusia County, a bicyclist was struck by a woman in an SUV. The woman checked on the rider and took off. The rider did not survive. The SUV was located by Florida Highway Patrol but isn't being cooperative. Pedro Carreras Perez died at Florida Hospital early Wednesday. The investigation is still ongoing and the driver has not been officially charged. Yesterday afternoon, Florida experienced some strong winds and rain. There was debris flying around, and it looks like we're in for similar weather later today. Police in Daytona used a drone to find a thief that was breaking into homes and hiding on their roofs. Police set up a drone, and they found the guy. A 23-year-old Anthony Rivers was arrested and charged. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself. At Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdowns on I-4 reach as far back as Lake Monroe. It clears up in Lake Mary, but gets congested in Longwood all the way through to downtown Orlando, Millennia, Dr. Phillips, and the attractions areas. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear right now. The ramps are congested, though. Highway 50 is slow from Old Cheney Highway till after John Young Parkway and into the Pine Hills area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 10.
Hey, y'all, this is Sam Houston, professional wrestler. Anyway, I just wanted to take a minute of your time and say, hey, if you need to get up to date on your views and issues and everything else, listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer. These guys got it going on. Trust me.
All right, and we are going on right back onto the air right now, and we're going to get right back to our contest here in just a moment. You're listening to the American Adversaries coming to you live. And you can see us live as well as hear us on our Facebook page. It's American Adversaries. And if you can't do it now, you can check us out there later at your convenience. Got Mike McBath, Nick Grounds, Jackie Ricardo, and myself, Christopher Hart, along with Nick LoCicero. We're your judges. Nostra Dennis will be here a little bit later on, too, and he'll be helping us out choose tonight's winner. And we will have a winner tonight. Before we get to that, though, the real winner will be the Wounded Officers Initiative if you can come out to this golf tournament.
Right. This is something I know Chris and myself are giving an effort to. I know our NFL Player Association here locally is going to provide a number of players to play in it. And this is going to be out at one of my favorite courses, Reunion, in Kissimmee. And for all the golfers, they know that's as high a quality course as you can get. We're going to do the tournament is set for not this Saturday, but next Saturday, August 11th. They tee off at 8:30. Be there about 7:45. Normally it's $150 a person because it's coming off of American Adversaries.
Make sure you mention
it. Your entry fee, make sure you mention it, will be $100. If you buy a foursome, normally $500. American Adversaries, $375. And again, this is for a fabulous, fabulous cause. We got to help the wounded officers. We know it's taking place even in our own city. Again, it'll be an awful lot of fun. You don't have to be a great golfer because you usually play like, you know, I call it a scramble or a best ball. You know, the one part, everybody hits it and go
look,
to the easiest.
If they'll let me into tournaments like this, anybody can play in one.
I was going to say, Chris, you would learn that with your three clubs. You know what I mean?
No, I actually showed up that first tournament with two clubs, but went home with three because Pasquale had mercy on me, had pity on me.
I know, but what made me feel bad that you guys beat my foursome.
That's right. Thanks to Pasquale and Frank.
I know, but getting back to the subject, it's at Reunion Golf Course. It's August 11th, which is not this Saturday, but next Saturday. It tees off at 8:30. Be there by 7:45. There'll also be a nice luncheon afterwards, and awards will be given out. And we'll have about 6-7 former NFL players there who have every story in the world. And it should be a very good time. So the phone number is, this is the most important part right now, 407-408-3623. One more time, 407-408-3623. And it'll be Scott Nylander who should be answering the phone.
Okay, and once again, if you happen to be driving or whatever and you couldn't write that down, you can call here, call Nick, and give him your information, name and phone number, and we will have Scott contact you. Okay, and that's all to benefit the Wounded Officers Initiative, a great organization, desperately needed.
And remember, all these fellows are doing the work, you know, on their time. Mm. And this is an initial first time. They already got over 80 golfers, so they're progressing pretty nicely. So it should turn out to be a pretty darn nice tournament.
Yep. Okay, let's get back to the contest lines. Eddie is up next, and then Ed. Hey, Eddie, how you doing tonight?
Hey, doing great. Thank you guys for the great show that you guys always put on. Awesome stuff.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Here's what we got. I want the person with the highest TDS, the Trump Deranged Syndrome, to be the body parts donor to Ruth Bader Ginsburg so she pops her cork and goes out in glory.
Wow.
Body parts donor.
Oh, that's great.
Did you hear there are people who are volunteering their organs to keep her alive?
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
This is an extraordinary level of desperation with this syndrome, this disorder.
Maybe Bill Nelson might do that.
No, you need organs that are going to be good for a while, Mike.
I guess this is saturated with liquor. Right? You know?
His are kind of wore out a little bit, I think.
Sell by date, 2 days.
Of course, he has. He's been spending a lot of time sleeping, you might think.
Well, you know, that's right. You know, he returns every 6 years. He comes out of the crypt. You know?
Yes, that's right. Comes out of his slumber. All right, Eddie. We appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for listening. And Ed is up next. Hey, Ed, how you doing? Thank you for calling. Is Ed?
Hello there.
Hey, Ed. Hello. There's how Ed. Are you? Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
All right. I feel sorry for all those people suffering from Trumpyitis. My RX would be a nice long vacation for them. I think we should fly them down to El Salvador and let them ride the train, free train through Mexico with all the other people that are coming in, and let them ride that train all the way up to the stop where they meet the coyotes, and let the coyotes take them through the next thing and bring them back to the United States. And when they see all the pain and suffering caused by all these open border policies, maybe they'll start having some feelings for these people and quit giving them false hope.
You see, now, I like this, because this has got marketable value. You could give it a cool name, too.
Do you think we could do a tour?
Trumpyitis
tour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean.
You too can be an illegal immigrant.
What's that, Ed?
Yeah, exactly.
You can call it the dream train ride.
Big money for it.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to the United States. The fact is, but 3 out of 5 people never make it. And 2 of them are molested or criminalized one way or end up dead.
You know,
it's a shame what's happening.
And part of the genius of your RX is that they get to see, you know, what their result
nightmare.
Of their policy.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, hey, all right. I love it, Ed. Thank
all
you,
right.
sir.
Bye.
Appreciate
it's
it.
It's nice when they deliver the message straight between the eyes to the liberals.
Yeah.
How'd you like this when you actually view it and participate?
Right. Mm. Let's get John's entry in. We have a couple of lines open now at 407-774-8255. What is your RX for Trump anxiety disorder? John, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys.
Good.
All right, John.
I'm thinking that every socialist, liberal, or progressive that want to call themselves that want something for nothing, that are suffering from the syndrome, ought to have to spend 8 hours a day working. Four of it picking up human feces that are on the streets, and then the other 4 picking up intravenous needles and drug paraphernalia left behind by their other friends. And maybe they'd get a different view on life.
This is another one,
yeah,
like I say.
I know.
This brings them into close contact with...
The problem is most of the liberals would hire somebody to do what John said.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. Are you kidding me?
And that watch from behind their walls.
All of them. I don't care if they're a college professor or a... this or that, you know, if that's what you want to, if you want to be that progressive, help clean your area up. Get out there and be progressive.
That's it. Get out there and clean up their world.
Wouldn't you like to see that, though?
All right, John. Excellent, man.
You know,
Thank you so much.
Berkeley's outside San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't you like to see the professors at Berkeley, all you great big liberals, why don't you help clean the city up? I'm not going near that.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
That's what
though.
I'm saying is, I mean, I'm surprised there's not a group to put the professors, you know, right to the mark. In other words, hey, we need your help. Hey, I'm not doing that. Okay. We'll remember that.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the lines are open, 407-774-8255. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, today at the press briefing, I was beginning to talk about this, so ran out of time in the last segment. Yes, the top security officials were there to allay any fears and calm people's nerves that nothing was being done. They are working diligently to coordinate their efforts and surveilling what they can to see what the Russians or whoever is doing whatever. But then there was a questions and answer sessions for Sarah Huckabee Sanders today. And, of course, the media is still all animated about Trump's rally the other night in Tampa. Wow. For several reasons. And one reason is the media is now fearful for their own safety because of Trump and calling them out at these rallies and what you can name the adjective, the nasty adjective for the people who were at the rally the other day, from despicable to disgusting to name a nasty cuss word. These are all the names that they are describing the crowd who dared, while Jim Acosta was doing his little setup thing where he did it, where he knew he was going to get this reaction. He wanted this reaction. This is all a part of how they do things, you see. They elicit the reaction, and then they label the reaction. They tell you what to think about it. In the movie last night, it was the Charlottesville thing, remember?
Right.
And one of the guys, the organizer of Charlottesville, what was he? He was a socialist. Mm-hmm. He was not a right-winger. This guy, Robert Spencer, has been called right-wing, alt-right, extreme right. He's got nothing to do with the right. He hates the right. He hates Trump. Up with the socialists. Now, he can relate to them, you see? And yet, what happened? They named him a racist, and they called him an alt-right, and therefore all other people on the right become guilty by association. This is how they do this sort of thing, you see. So along comes Jim Acosta the other night. He does his little thing right there on the edge of the stage. Probably might even have been some little goading there, and to get him to start chanting, and they're chanting CNN-SUCKS, CNN-SUCKS, right? And they make that part of the story, as he's doing it live on Anderson Cooper there. And instead of showing the rally, you know, they're showing it. And so now they're all in fear. So they lay into Sarah Huckabee today, you know, basically, and I'm paraphrasing their questions, how dare the president do this? And so her response was, you are asking me that? And she went into all of their transgressions, how they are all the hate stuff and everything they've done to the president's family, his cabinet, anybody has anything to do with them, the voters. And she said, and you dared to invite me to your, I don't know if she used the word dared, but you invited me to your correspondence dinner.
Imagine what
and
they
then
did
had
to her.
A comedian stand up there and insult me and question my feminine, you know, my gender.
Ugh. Terrible.
And then she, is why we love her.
But we all know, the public, when they say, oh, look what he's causing our problems to the media and all that, we all laugh it off. You started it. You caused it. You are the problem.
And by the way, the latest Rasmussen tracking poll. Trump
50%
and disapproval 49%. He's now over the hump. And this is his highest rating in that poll all year. And this was one of the polls that was much more on target back in 16.
That's going to reactivate derangement syndrome. That's why we're trying to help them today. We need a cure, Chris.
So say your prayers for Sarah Huckabee Sanders, because she's doing God's work. And I tell you, in a hostile, you want to talk about in a den of lions. I mean, she walks into that den of lions every day, and with not even a chair or a whip, and she comes out on top and over again.
That issue in Charlottesville, which was in the movie last night, you know how rough they made it, and I mean, they were burning and knocking windows out and everything.
And of course,
but
the car.
Remember, many of them were shipped in from Washington, D.C.
Antifa people, all of this.
Because, you know, I was in Charlottesville last weekend, and I still get a kick out of this because we talked about that. I went to Trump's winery, okay? And you say, well, what does it have to do with this? I'll tell you what it has to do with it. There's probably 20 wineries around Charlottesville. And guess whose winery was the most crowded? It was so packed with people, they had to park on the lawns and everything else to get there. And guess who was the majority of the people that are in the winery enjoying his products? They were all 30 and under probably two-thirds. So I wonder if these younger kids like capitalism. I didn't see him trying to burn Trump's winery down. Did you?
No.
No.
Once again, the movie we were referring to is Death of the Nation, Death of a Nation, and it is a must-see. And I tell you what, you'll come out of there feeling like the fight is worth it.
I agree. That's why I thought it was a terrific one. It was like a coach's speech. Everybody's fired up to get, make sure you vote, vote, vote.
And it helps focus the mind on what we're up against.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we got Marvin and Don on the line. Ladies, where are you? We want to hear your ideas.
Gotta hear,
you know,
I
thought the fairer sex was the nurturing gender.
Maybe they don't want to help them.
Maybe
they want those pillows.
Let them suffer. That's it. All right, so we'll take that break. Come right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdowns on I-4 reach as far back as Lake Monroe. It clears up in Lake Mary, but gets congested in Longwood all the way through to downtown Orlando, Millennia, Dr. Phillips, and the attractions areas. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear right now. The ramps are congested, though. Highway 50 is slow from Old Cheney Highway till after John Young Parkway and into the Pine Hills area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Train, otherwise known as the American Adversaries Drive Time Show. My goodness, I-4 is a mess today, so if you're stuck in it, just lean back, inch forward when you can, keep listening to us. We're here to keep you company till 7 o'clock.
All right, that voice, of course, belongs to none other than Nostradamus. I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath, Nick Grounds, and Jackie Ricardo. We're your judges tonight. Let's get back to some more contest entries. We're looking for that perfect, that true RX.
The perfect 10.
For the Trump derangement syndrome / disorder / anxiety disorder. you know what we're talking about, though. All right, so Marvin, you're up next. How you doing this evening, sir? How you been?
I'm doing simply marvelous. How about you guys?
Excellent, all right, Marvin. Excellent. Great to hear from you.
Good, good. Well, I think I got the solution for those demo brats.
There you go.
Demo brats.
Okay.
You know, what causes the Trump derangement syndrome is they have constipated ideas, so just give them one box of X-lax to get it cleaned out.
One box of X-lax.
I like that. Physical punishment. Very good, Mark.
To clean out.
That would be rough.
All righty then.
All right. Thank you, Marvin.
I do have something else I'd like to say about the Democrats that I think I got figured out.
What's that?
What do you call when you take down a building? You demo a building, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So the Democrats, they're trying to demo the nation.
Yeah. The country.
They're trying to, you know, implode the nation.
It's a good way to look at it.
And that's kind of was it part of the theme from last night, too. Don't you think, Nostradamus? You saw it.
I think so. It was amazing how Dinesh D'Souza drew the parallels between the end of Nazi Germany and really what the left would like to do to America, how they want to continue transforming it.
Not just the end of Nazi Germany, but the beginnings of it as well.
Right, where the roots were. That's important.
Yeah, and talked about, I forget her name, founder of Planned Parenthood.
Singer.
Right, Margaret Sanger.
Margaret Sanger.
Sanger, was, yep. Yeah. And we've talked about on this show a number of times.
Yep.
And the Nazis took, and she wasn't the only one back in that day. As I've said on the show before, during that period of time in our history, science was being seen as the cure-all for everything. There was a scientific solution for everything, including mental disorders,
right.
You name it. There was a scientific solution, and that solution in their mind included eliminating all the people who had it now and then weeding them out genetically going forward.
They call them mindless eaters, people who just take up resources but don't contribute to society.
Right.
And, you know, Sanger decided that getting rid of two-thirds of the United States population would be a good thing.
And guess what? There are people around today who believe the exact same thing.
Well, what do you think?
And they are in high levels of our government and our society because they think that's part of the problem in the world. You got too damn many people. Yeah, we're destroying the world.
And a lot of environmentalists feel that way,
there's
too many people. And what side are they on? The other thing is, what was one of the themes of Obamacare by Obama? As you got older and older, maybe once you cross 75, I'm not sure we're going to be able to take care of you. What theme is that? Follows it within the same line.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go to Don. Hey, Don, you're up next. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
Good.
My predecessor, Marvin, kind of beat me to it.
Oh.
My thought was that you go to the drugstore, you get the double dose of the strongest laxative that he can prescribe because they are full of it.
The strongest laxative because they're full of it. All right, so you got that second part in
Although,
there.
You and him can split the prize.
Well, your question tonight was just almost like a straight line. you just gave me a straight line to follow on because that's the first thing that popped in my mind. They need the double dose.
There you go. That's the idea of the contest, Don. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being there. All right, we got time for one more entry before we have to take another break, and that is Diane. We do have some lines open now, though, if you want to get on the phone with us at 407-774-8255. Hey, Diane, what's your RX for the syndrome, anxiety disorder, or whatever it is?
Hey, Chris.
Howdy.
The movie was awesome. Thanks.
Thanks for coming out last night. And by the way, we didn't know, but when we got there, we found out there was 10 tickets to give away.
Right.
We put the word out, and within, 5 minutes, Nick had all of the tickets given away, and everybody got there.
I know. The fact they went through that rainstorm and down I-4, those people are my idol.
You and JT were two of those folks.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Diane. I'm glad you could make it, too. It's always great to see you.
Great. Mine is under the theme of The Wizard of Oz. I think they should be all put into the poppy fields and sleep for the next, 20 years.
You know, that's interesting because I just got this prior to you saying that, and this came through on my Twitter thing, I believe. Let me see here. The phone's a little bit slow here, but it's along the same lines. He said they should be put. This is from Jason on Twitter, and that's at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. Thank you, Jason. He said, the only cure from Trump derangement syndrome is a time machine that can take people 6 years into the future.
At least six.
Well,
maybe
I hope
10.
It's 6 years
that's what Diane is saying here. So
that's
great minds think alike, Diane. So, All right. If you guys' theme wins, we'll be a dual winner. So, excellent. Poppy Fields for a long nap. All right. Thank you. And it was great to see you last night, and I'm glad you enjoyed the movie.
That would just be the humane thing to do. We got to agree on that.
Yeah, I think so. All right. In the meantime, we do have to take a break as we're coming up on it right here. Once again, the lines are open now at 407-774-8255, and we will have a winner tonight. Oh, and that's right. You can give us some entries on Facebook as well. Mm-hmm. Jackie is monitoring that. And there's another option, and I'll check that right now and during the break, and that is you can go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. I don't see any right yet. I see Ray is out there, though. He may have one. And that's AmericanAdversaries.com. All right. So, in the meantime, we'll take that break. When we come back, we got a lot other to talk about. Nostradamus has an update on the Manafort case today.
We got the market.
We got Urban Meyer in big trouble.
This is a huge story.
Yeah.
Huge in sports.
Absolutely. With the college football season kicking off tonight.
I know. The Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, 8 o'clock. So, if you're a Bears fan, they'll be playing the Ravens. First scene, right? Tonight, 8 o'clock.
We'll be right back.
Great.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of safety.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
Hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show coming to you primed and ready to go. I hope you are as well. I hope you got a contest entry for us tonight because it is contest Thursday and we got a great prize package. We'll give you the challenge here again in just a moment and go through the prize package again, but it is going to be awarded tonight at the end of the show. So let me introduce once again the judges on the bridge, judging his last contest with us, Nicholas Cicero. And he is, anybody trying to bribe you or give you anything there? You're being your last time.
Not
here?
Yet, no. But I'm up for it,
Peggy. Peggy,
I have nothing to lose now.
Yeah, Peggy. There you go. You heard him. All right, Nick is on the bridge. Got Nostradamus in the studio along with Jackie Ricardo. You also have. Oh, that's right. Very unprofessional of me. You also have Nick Grounds of the British American Chamber of Commerce, Mike McBath, and myself, Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we were just watching the monitor during the break there of Sarah Huckabee Sanders' response this afternoon in the press conference when people were pressing her about the president pressing the press,
right?
You know, and calling them fake news. And they staged this, and I guarantee you that was as much staged by Jim Acosta. What do you think, Nostradamus? You've been in this business a long time.
I didn't see it, but, you know, the way you describe how the dais was kind of raised up there, they had their own little platform. It sounds like something they would do.
And he's over there at the edge of it, so he can get a good shot of the crowd behind him. Yeah. He knows what they're going to do.
He's looking for attention, his whole thing.
And
you
that's
can
what
see
they
that.
Want. That's what they right. want. And I guarantee you, and I think the president has said things along this line, and I tweeted it out again this morning, I think, to a response to Joe Scarborough or somewhere. Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter and see.
What's a wrestler do when the whole arena boos him? He soaks it up.
Exactly.
He takes it in.
And they're going home at night and getting down on their hands and knees and praying to whoever their God is. Thank you so much for Donald Trump. Please keep him there. Because they have never had better stuff to work with than with Donald Trump. And see, he knows that. And he plays to it.
And I'll tell you, you do have to admire Sarah Sanders. You talk about a bulldog. Not meaning looks-wise. I'm talking about a bulldog, boy. She just bites back on every response. I love it, I think. And she's so professional and keeps her cool.
Very tenacious.
The best. You're not kidding.
Very tenacious. And you could tell there was emotion in what she was saying today.
Oh, yeah. You could read her face. I meant what I'm saying. I'm not kidding around with you, what you people have done.
Right.
And she's very clear in her words.
And she's called them out on how they have, you know, echoed threats against her.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's quite a situation.
Yep.
So let's give the challenge real quick. The lines are open.
Okay, we've had some great responses here, but the challenge is very simple. What is the best prescription for people suffering from Trump anxiety disorder? Some people call it syndrome.
And that is, by the way, the official journal name for this.
I know, but we've had some great responses, so they need help. We're getting close to the midterms.
And, of course, the prize package includes a beautiful memory foam pillow. Describe it again. I can't describe
it as
good
as you.
No one
has the words that Jackie has, Chris.
Especially the way she says it.
Style.
They are cool gel memory foam pillows.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a dozen.
that contour to your neck, whether you sleep on your back or on your side. But the main idea is to keep you nice and cool and comfortable on these hot summer nights. And when you have them in winter, you always have that bamboo cover to help you kind of take that immediate chill away. But they're worth $129 and is part of the wonderful package. Like I was saying earlier, I should have thought about bringing that on the cruise last week because the air conditioner was partially not working. I was miserable. I didn't have my own bed. And you know what I realized as well is that I always pack some kind of antacid when I travel. And I realized that because I'm like, every time I travel, I get
Because you're not sleeping
properly. I'm not sleeping properly on my vacations or when I'm away on work trips. So that causes me to pack those. And so I realize I don't have to use them when I'm home because I have one of our beds.
That was a nice recommendation for the cruise.
Yeah, you know, I have to talk to the manager there.
Bed's no good.
I think you should sell the cruise one of your pillows.
Yes, maybe.
Every room.
In every room. Who wouldn't want that, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
while we get a couple more contest entries lined up, I want to get to some of the other of the. Oh, by the way, there'll be the pillow, the cryotherapy session at Chill Cryo Sauna. the oversized Constitution cutout or something else that you might like to use that as credit for. Gift certificate to Tijuana Flats and gift certificate to Cafe Positano. So great prize package. And no other radio show in the business, I don't think, Nostradamus does this on a regular basis with such a prize package.
I have never heard of a prize pack like that.
And you've been in this business how long?
It's, too long. longer than Jackie's been alive.
All right. So Nostradamus has an update on the Manafort trial today. And actually, once again, Nostradamus, the voice to be reckoned with, didn't you say something that kind of ended up in the trial today?
I guess so. First, let me thank you to the Washington Post, of all places, for putting together. They have a nice little timeline thing of what happened throughout the day today, and they'll post something, and then 10 minutes later, they'll post something again. So I'll run through that quickly. But if you were listening yesterday, you might have heard me talking about Paul Manafort's fancy jacket and how, oh, yeah, that's about a mortgage payment for me.
Yeah, because I had gotten the price wrong. I
turns
was saying
out it's
$1,500,
about
a, and it was a $15,000 coat.
That's about a year's worth of mortgage payments for me. I said he probably should have gone to the men's warehouse and just picked up a couple of modest suits.
And now
Judge
that brings
T.S.
us
Ellis,
to today.
Today, Judge T.S. Ellis opened court by addressing a prosecution brief that argued the importance of his luxury spending. The government, said Ellis, is allowed to introduce amounts of money he had. What I have not permitted is to gild the lily. He said it's irrelevant what Manafort spent his money on. It wouldn't matter if he spent the money on men's warehouse clothes. Thank you, Judge. Thank you for listening to the American Adversaries.
That identifies with the jury. Men's warehouse clothes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, it got me through some nice nights in college.
Right.
The voice to be
some
reckoned
of the
with.
Best jackets.
Tied to talk radio. You hear it here first.
Maybe we wear more of men's warehouse than we do the $15,000 workouts.
All right. So he said that.
$15,000.
And once again, this kind of highlights something I was talking about last night. He's got a tight rein, a tight leash on these prosecutors and not letting them draw the picture that they are wanting to draw. Am I wrong?
Well, the problem is that most of the morning, this morning, the prosecution kept on going on and on about things that Manafort was spending money on. And I'm surprised that Judge Ellis didn't jump in and tamp that down, but they said more than once, no, this goes to the crux of our case, so please give us a little extra latitude. They brought in Michael Regalizio, the owner of New Leaf Landscaping in the Hamptons. And here's another thing Manafort spent money on. He maintained 14-foot hedges around his one-acre property and had hundreds and hundreds of flowers, and one of them included red flowers in the shape of the letter M, presumably for Manafort. I think it was in the shape of W because he liked George W. Bush.
There you go. That's
I think it.
It
might have been it.
That is crazy that they present this as...
Well, that's what they're saying.
Their argument is only somebody who was getting money illegally would be spending this lavishly.
Insane.
Right. But he apparently...
I guess they never knew. What's that big star, Johnny Depp, or whoever ran out of money, all his money? Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, apparently, though, he's the same as Johnny Depp. He goes through money much more quickly than anyone should at any income level.
Right.
After lunch, one of the next witnesses was Heather Washkuhn, who was basically their big witness because she was the one who prepared ledgers for Manafort's finances and his company's finances. She testified she was unaware that Manafort controlled firms in Cyprus that loaned him money or gave him payments. Ms. Washkuhn, said the prosecution, plays a relevant role in the bank fraud, not to say she was involved, but she had key knowledge that we need to find out. They also called a former aide to longtime President Trump confidant Roger Stone to testify before the grand jury in the future. His name is Andrew Miller. And Miller apparently was instructed by Chief Judge Beryl Howell, not by name, but Judge Howell said, yes, you need to get these witnesses who can testify about their part in Manafort's finances.
All right.
So, also, this is big news. The jury is a mystery. We don't know who they are, but apparently one of them is celebrating a birthday tonight because they asked tonight if with dinner they could get a birthday cake.
How about that?
And the judge said, yes, you may. I'm 78. I quit having birthdays years ago.
Well, you know, maybe they're celebrating Nick's birthday. He just had one the other day,
yay,
didn't you?
Yeah.
Not that Nick.
Yay,
this Nick.
Not 78.
Thank you, Dennis. Pillow, man,
yeah.
You
know? But as the day went on, we got through a couple of things. It turns out in 2012, Manafort paid himself nearly a $2 million salary. That's about what he paid himself from his own company. But in that year, the firm reported only $400,000 in income and a $1.2 million loss in 2016. So they have come upon hard times. He has not stopped his spending in that time. That's the problem. And if you can be convicted for spending money unwisely, there'd be a lot more people in jail than there are now.
How about Hillary's $95 million in spending in her foundation?
Well, the money kept coming in to her.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But obviously, well, you know, who knows, unless you saw this guy's tax form.
What they're trying to do is show that he was spending more money than he legally had. And we'll see what the defense case produces.
It sounds that way, but let's see his
income. Just because he outspent his income in 1 year does not mean that he didn't stash some money away or something
without
else going on. He might have liquidated something.
Maybe he's down to Cayman Islands.
Right.
The banks are down
and
there.
And by the way, and we had mentioned this before, and I guess Andrew Napolitano mentioned it this morning on Fox, you were saying?
Yeah, that's right.
What about?
He was saying that, in fact, Rosenstein actually, not pardoned, but actually looked at the case about 8 years ago.
Right.
And didn't take it up, didn't say there was a case.
Right.
So, in fact, Judge Napolitano was suggesting that the defense actually call Rod Rosenstein as a defense witness.
I think it's a brilliant
show. Sure. And then ask him, how could you possibly not recuse yourself if you did this 8 years ago?
And I would also ask him, why did you not charge him? Eight years ago.
Exactly.
So what has changed since then?
There is now.
Yeah, could it have been that Paul Manafort worked on the Trump campaign? Could that be what has changed things? I think it's a brilliant idea to put him on the stand. Because, in fact, two investigations had been conducted into Paul Manafort as goings on with the Ukrainians and everything. And twice they chose not to bring charges. And this is something Sidney Powell has brought out on our show. And that is that they just regurgitated this old investigation and decided to charge him.
Well, they're just trying to squeeze him so he can become a canary.
And that's it. That's the difference, you see. They're after Trump. And this judge knows that. So we'll see how this plays out. All right. Thanks, Nostradamus. We'll keep an eye on this. And once again, Sidney Powell will be with us again tomorrow night. Let's get one contestant. No, I tell you what. Let's take the break. When we come back, we'll get Steve and Billy in. And we've got one contest line open.
And George from Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
and one from George. And Kathy just sent me one on...
She can't win.
No, she can't. But she can play along. And I have my own. Kathy says she would have an intervention and have them at the Death of a Nation movie with a staff of psychologists and mental health counselors.
I like Kathy's. But you got to see the movie to appreciate how good Kathy's response is.
Yeah, exactly. Or just have them sit in the room and watch it over and over again.
I think that's funny. I know. Until you regurgitate, I can't take it.
All right. We'll be right back. I hope you can take it.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lance, candidate for Orange County Commission District 3. Orange County's growth is at an all-time high. Jobs are at an all-time high. Tourism is at record levels. But challenges and hurdles lie ahead. Now is the time more than ever to have a qualified businessman to help lead Orange County to even greater things in the next decade for us, our children, and grandchildren. I would appreciate your support. Please find me at BobbyLance.com. I am Bobby Lance, candidate for Orange County Commission District 3, and I approve this message.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdowns on I-4 reach as far back as Lake Monroe. It clears up in Lake Mary, but gets congested in Longwood all the way through to downtown Orlando, Millennia, Dr. Phillips, and the attractions areas. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear right now. The ramps are congested, though. Highway 50 is slow from Old Cheney Highway till after John Young Parkway and into the Pine Hills area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
This is a little smoking in the boys' room, but I think it kind of fits this little story we're going to do here real quick. You knew this had to happen, right? The boys in the girls' rooms and all this sort of thing. It has found its way to the court. Is that right, Nostradamus?
Yeah. Do you know where boys belong in the girls' room? Just like in Porky's, they belong behind the wall with a little hole drilled in it. I'm traditional. What can I say? All right. A ruling has come down from Oregon Federal District Judge Marco A. Hernandez, and he has decided that forcing transgender students to use restrooms that correspond with the gender they were assigned at birth would violate civil rights laws. In other words, if you say you need to use the ladies' restroom, showers, and locker room, it doesn't matter what kind of plumbing you have, it doesn't matter what kind of plumbing you had. It's just the way you feel right now.
It's all about timing in life, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, boy.
if only we could go back to high school.
I know, but this is so sick. Imagine the problem.
I went to an old boys' school.
Way to go.
Now, last week, David Smith was in, and I love Colonel David Smith. And I said I commented on a story and said that was absolutely moronic. And he jumped in and said, I wouldn't use those terms because you're not going to sway anyone's opinion by saying something's moronic. This is moronic. This is moronic.
All right. Let's go to the contest lines. Steve, Billy, and Dave. Hey, Steve, how are you tonight? Thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can, Steve.
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Well, first thing I'd just like to say, really should rename the anti-Trump disorder.
Okay.
It should be the Democratic-induced anti-American disorder.
Very good.
Sounds like he's seen the movie last night, Anti-American Disorder. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to work out what the acronym was.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Okay. All right. So what's the cure?
The cure is to round them all up, send them to Venezuela till 2024. Let them come back in October and let them vote Republican.
See, now I was wondering if somebody would come up with that.
I know. You want a taste of socialism?
Here's a taste of socialism for you. Here's a taste of your future.
I think we can move that down to 2020, though.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait to 2024.
Yeah, Steve, that sounds good, but I don't know. Any kind of solution that begins with the sentence, round them all up, kind of makes me nervous. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, we will encourage
them all airplane tickets.
There you go. We will encourage them to go to the resort country of Venezuela.
South America.
We'll put them on cruise ships. All right. Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Let's get Billy's contest entry in. Hey, Billy, how you doing tonight? We appreciate you calling.
Yes.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you. This is a prescription from Dr. Billy. What you need to do is give them one glass of milk every night for the next 6 years. You get me there?
One glass.
2 years now, and then 4 more years.
Glass of milk every night for the next 6 years. Because Trump's going to be there for the whole time.
Yeah.
You got it.
All right, I like that,
what
Billy.
If they're intolerant, though?
Yeah.
I mean lactose intolerant.
No, they're intolerant.
It doesn't matter, he says.
Even better.
He's going to say double up.
All right, I like it, Billy. All right, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help him out here.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Billy. Okay, we do have to take a break. Dave, if you will stay on the line, you will be first as soon as we get back on the other side. We now have a couple of lines open.
And George.
And we got one on Facebook as well. We'll give you that one when we come back as well. 407-774-8255 to call us. American Adversaries on Facebook if you'd rather visit that way. All right, and I'll give you mine when we get back. The American Adversaries radio show. I'll give you mine right now.
Oh, okay.
The cure is to sit him down. It's kind of similar to Kathy's, but I would have him sit down with a pair of headphones on and listen to the opening of our show over
and
over.
Until they go nuts.
And over again. Yeah. Until they either come around or
right.
go nuts. There you go.
Good bad he can't win the package.
We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is downplaying his daughter's refusal to label the news media as the enemy of the people. Trump tweeted Thursday, quote, "They asked my daughter Ivanka whether or not the media is the enemy of the people. She correctly said no. It is the fake news, which is a large percentage of the media, that is the enemy of the people." Ivanka Trump said Thursday that she didn't agree with the description. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders refused to distance herself from the president's remarks. Apple is the world's first publicly traded company to be valued at $1 trillion. The maker of the iPhone and other gadgets reached the milestone a couple of hours into the trading session Thursday when its shares reached $207.04. They closed up 2.9% to $207.39. The shares are up 23% so far this year. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 8 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089. 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
It's political, professional wrestling at its finest. The American Adversaries.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Mike's been huffing and puffing because Penn State got ranked number 9 in the coaches'
poll. Frustrated, but this is only the beginning of the march.
All right, let's get Dave's contest entry in here, and then what about this Urban Meyer story? Man, how
this
about
is
that?
Huge, and for the Ohio State fans, this does not look good.
And for you Gator fans out there, what do they call that? Schadenfreude, right?
Yeah.
All right. Dave, you are up next. Thank you so much for holding. You're our contestant now in our RX for Trump anxiety / derangement syndrome disorder.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Anytime.
I got a pharmaceutical. I call it Rialdithol.
Rialdithol?
Rialdithol. It helps bring reality to liberals.
That's good. It's like, you know, pharmaceuticals we see on TV, they just create a name. Yeah.
We'll see, like, infomercials for it or stuff. I don't know. But
that's good, yeah.
I was going to say, do you have, is it secret ingredients, or do you have any particular active ingredient in Rialdithol?
I'm sure it's all herbal because, you know, I'm into herbal stuff. But who knows?
Herbal stuff.
That's a perfect segue into George's entry on Facebook.
All right. Rialdithol with maybe a little bit of the weedithol. All right, Dave. You're in the contest, man. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. And thank you for holding. And you said we got one from George.
Yes. George says there is no cure for TDS/TAD. It could only be treated. The best treatment would be an RX of medicinal marijuana from their favorite Dr. Weed. They can self-medicate all they want and double dose on election days so they stay away from the polls. This treatment is best accompanied by an extended, relaxing rehab stay and club gitmo.
Oh, there you go.
Those voting machines are heavy equipment, so you don't want to be operating them when you're under the influence.
He must be in the medical profession.
I was going to say, George put a lot of effort into this one, Jackie, you know?
Yes, he did.
Wow, that is great.
Okay, so a story broke last night. I believe it broke just as we were wrapping up our show.
That's exactly right. As we walked into the theater, was handed to us what happened to Urban Meyer.
This
is a story because what is the main...
Real quick, for some people who may not know,
Urban Meyer is the head coach of Ohio State University. He used to be the head coach of Florida, the Gators.
And exited from the Gators under...
Questionable, mysterious circumstances,
right.
It's like 31 of his former players arrested. I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
No, but if you remember, it was because of health reasons.
I know.
And then he was going to be out of football. His heart couldn't take it. Next thing you know, he gets a sweet deal at Ohio State.
He wanted to stay away from heavy competition, so he went to Ohio State.
To play Penn State. He'd rather play Penn State than the SEC.
Yeah, okay, Chris, take a walk, buddy. But the actual story is what happens here, and this is a tie-in actually to politics, is Urban Meyer, his assistant in 2015, beat up his wife. The assistant's wife was very close to Urban Meyer's wife. She told Urban Meyer's wife that, her husband, who was an assistant coach for Ohio State football, beat her up.
And there are texts to prove
it. Right, there are texts to verify it. Now, the question is...
And photographs of the woman.
Right, but the question is, did Urban Meyer know? Now, what has happened because of the wrestling situation that, remember, Jim Jordan, our fellow that's in, he's in Congress. Well, Jim Jordan, he was a wrestler at Ohio State, a very good wrestler, and he was pulled into a recent controversy because the doctor of Ohio State, remember,
he
had abused sexually, supposedly allegedly, five or six wrestlers, and they were trying to claim that Jim Jordan, when he was assistant coach, knew this. But here's the problem. Right off the bat, that could be a $50, $60 million settlement deal, because even if they're guilty or not guilty, they'll pay to make it go away. But they didn't need their king, Urban Meyer, to get caught up in this, because what are they going to do? He was put on paid administration last night, meaning he cannot coach now. until there's been clarity. I'm sure he's not allowed on the field, and I would assume they would say, look, just stay away from campus.
Right.
Remember, his salary, $7.6 million. His contract, what's left, $36 million. A lot of money riding on this, but the problem I'm afraid Urban has is not only the wrestling situation, then you reflect back to what took place, you know, at Penn State and at other institutions now, and it's the Me Too period. This is going to be a tough one for him to get back in the saddle, and we'll all be looking forward to it. But if he does return to Ohio State, I hope it's by the fifth game because Penn State plays him on the fourth game.
not personalizing this. Right.
So far, the evidence, quote-unquote, the texts and photographs that have been produced show that the woman had been abused and that the two wives were talking about it.
Right.
Whether or not the one wife told her husband, but there are texts that indicate that she was being told to tell her husband and that he's supposed to do something about it. And why didn't he?
And Urban had been very liberal with his athletes at Florida, you know, in the sense of all their problems. He never held them accountable. And that's, I'm sure, one of the reasons Florida had no problem saying goodbye to Urban. So we'll see, but this will be a story that certainly impacts college football so early in the season.
Our condolences, Jackie. She wears
the ring.
Jackie,
come
on.
You
I'm
and
not
Frank.
Happy.
She's a Buckeye.
Yeah, look at that. We haven't heard from Frank lately.
He was just on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? Our condolences. John is up next, and then Lynn. And we're getting there, folks. The choosing time is near. So 407-774-8255 is the number. We got one line open right now, and we'll take John's entry. Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Excellent. All right, John. Thank you for calling.
Although I was going to say, it doesn't matter because UCF is going to go undefeated and going to win the national championship again.
That's exactly right, John. You got it. Go Knights. We were just mentioning earlier, John, this is very pretty sad. They had the coaches poll come out today, the first one. And I can't believe it.
No bias.
Did you see this? They put UCF at number 23. Unbelievable.
Yeah, bogus.
I know.
Hey, that's all right. I'd rather
but
start
I know,
out
they're
low
fired
and work your
up.
Way up.
And who do they open up with, John? Auburn, right?
I think it was BYU, right?
No.
Was that a BYU or Yale?
No, they open up with Auburn this year.
They open up with Auburn.
Oh, they did? And then that's wonderful.
Yeah,
and then they take on those other
and
schools.
And Auburn was ranked number 10. So if I'm number 23 and I was the technically the national champ, I can't wait to see Auburn.
This is a game that had been arranged several years ago.
Right, and it was arranged probably three, 4 years ago.
Yeah, for Auburn to give UCF some spotlight. Now it's kind of the other way around.
I know.
All right, John, you're in the spotlight. What's your RX tonight?
Well, I was going to go with a famous comedian saying that you can't fix stupid, but I was going to go with piggybacking what you did with before the commercial break was having the headphones.
Yeah,
I go think like Clockwork Orange, the movie, wrap everyone around, have their eyes open up, and look, have them watch all the success Trump has done for the past couple years. And do it on repeat over and over and over again.
Watch Trump's success stories over and over again. I like that,
That's
too.
A good one, too. That would drive him nuts.
Yeah. Or bring him to some sanity.
Yeah.
Repeatedly. Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you, John.
Very good.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
And by the way, before we get to Lynn, you know, we all saw, well, at least Nostradamus, Mike and I saw Death of a Nation last night. And it's a great movie, and we'll be talking about it more over the next few days. And it opens tomorrow in theaters around the country. Please get out and see it, and if you can, this weekend. By the way, the liberals have their own type of movie like this.
Are you serious about this?
Yes. It's called Active Measures. And what it does is it makes the case that the Russians have been incorporating Donald Trump into their plans for decades, okay? They go back to Trump Tower, the Russian mafia, his dealings with his casinos, his bankruptcies. It's called Active Measures, and it's to create...
Who put this together?
I did
that would
not
be
write
the thing I would want to know most.
I did not write it down this morning. I was watching it. I had it on MSNBC. They were touting it.
Are
showed
you
a little bit of the trailer.
Me.
Look it up. Active. Oh, Auburn's not on the schedule. How about that?
No, they're not.
We'll have to.
They open at UConn. They go to South Carolina, North Carolina, FAU, Pitt.
SMU, Memphis, East Carolina, Temple, Navy, Cincinnati, USF.
Whoa, no, I'm wrong.
Wow, that's a rare team.
Maybe that's why Auburn's rated number 10, because they don't have to pay him.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, anyway, I'll tell you more about active measures, because this actually, this trope, this scripted storyline first appeared in the media a few weeks ago, where a guy said that Trump, the Russians had been working on compromising Trump for decades, like they knew Trump was going to be president of the United States.
Oh, boy.
But according to their thinking, they go after all type of individuals like him. And there may be some truth to that. But does that amount to them being able to pull Trump's strings? Hardly. All right, let's go to Lynn on the line right now. Hey, Lynn, how you doing tonight?
Hi, great. How's it going?
Excellent. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, mine's a little bit similar to yours and John's. Give everyone, all the Democrats, virtual reality headsets, and they can watch what they want to watch, CNN, MSNBC. But we drop in subliminally truth bombs, Trump bombs, the truth about capitalism. What is, how do markets work, and what is the history of America?
Oh,
God. And after 6 or 7 years of the subliminal, they'll come out brand new.
That was good. That was very good.
You never get them to sit down voluntarily for that sort of thing, right? So, hey, we're probably getting subliminalized with their media anyways, given what we know they're doing, right? And in a way, that's kind of what Jim Acosta was doing the other night. It was a subliminal form of messaging. Because he knew what he was doing.
Oh, without
a doubt. He was creating
that
situation to create a notion out there. Excellent, Lynn. Thank you. Thank you so much. And by the way, Lynn is a general in the American Adversaries Army.
Well, then he gets extra credit, possibly.
She can get the extra credit for sure. And we appreciate her. And yes, women are in the American Adversaries Army and hold high-ranking positions. And that's because you can choose your rank and position in the American Adversaries Army.
The rank you can choose.
Okay, all right, there you go. The rank you can choose.
Or you can buy your rank in very simple terms.
That's how you do it, yes.
By going
to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and enlisting, and we really appreciate the support we get from our Army. And it's amazing how loyal our Army is. I really appreciate all of you who are members of the Army. There was a meeting, I believe it was, correct me if I'm wrong, Nostradamus, I think it was yesterday at the White House.
Yeah, it actually happened on Tuesday.
Okay, and it's gotten very little, if any, media coverage at all. And it was a meeting the president had with pastors from all over the country, right?
Yeah, he gathered a bunch of pastors all over the nation to the White House for a roundtable meeting. The topic was prison reform. And one of the pastors who was there, Pastor Darrell Scott, you might know him, he campaigned for Trump back in 2016, reportedly said this is probably the most proactive administration regarding urban America and the faith-based community in my life. This president actually wants to prove something to our community. The last president didn't feel like he had to. He got a pass. This is going to be the most pro-black president I've seen in my lifetime.
I saw that on TV this morning.
Yeah.
And he was a black, and he was really unbelievably strong Trump, and really spent a lot of time with a lot of facts.
Right.
And
now that was
he
not...
was just one of many that was in the room. They held it in the cabinet room,
which was
great
to see that.
Yeah. And they had it from all over the country.
And that was not a Republicans don't say the same thing monolithically, neither do pastors when you get them together.
Sure.
Another pastor from Greenville, South Carolina, his name is John Gray, and he came home apologizing to his congregation that he might have hurt their feelings by going to sit down with the president. But he said, you have to sit at the table in order for your views to be heard.
Yeah.
He disagrees with Trump on a lot of issues. And he said, we have people from every walk of life and political persuasion at this table, but we agree on the blood of Christ. If there's anybody who thinks they're above praying for people they don't agree with, then you don't have the heart of Christ. And that guy's name is John Gray. And the name of the church, it's the Relentless Church in Greenville.
But, you know, that was the right message.
Yeah, and he did not say, I love Trump, he's the greatest. He has severe disagreements with a lot of Trump's issues.
Yeah, but he went down and he sat down across the table with a man in a civil setting and expressed his views. This is the way it's supposed to be done,
right?
You see, but as we found out in the movie last night, they're not interested in the way things are supposed to be done. I'm talking about the progressives. They're only interested in making the things.
I just can't wait to see this liberal movie.
Oh yeah,
I think that may be coming into our contest next week. Boy.
By the way, at this pastor's meeting, the person who was tabbed to deliver the opening prayer was Pastor Gray of Relentless Church. Trump knew he was not a friend of his, but he said, you know, well, Pastor Gray, would you open the service for us? Would you please give us a prayer? I think that says something about our president.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it says a lot about both men.
Oh, without a doubt.
And they are setting an example for the nation. And that's why I wish this story had gotten more attention, because he wasn't reaching out to pro-Trump pastors. He was reaching out to all pastors. And some of them took him up, some of them didn't. But the ones who did had the opportunity to sit there and not just express their views to the man, but set an example for the rest of us as to how we can get through this Trump derangement era.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
All right, and we'll take a break. Once again, we're looking for, and maybe that was the RX right there, the true RX, but we're looking for that cure, that prescription for Trump anxiety disorder, Trump derangement syndrome, or Trump derangement disorder, whatever it is that they are diagnosed with. We want to hear the cure, and we got one more segment to go, so please call us right now with your prescription.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
There's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
The show, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, last call for contest entries. You need to call right now. We got Dave on the line, but we got a couple of lines open. But call us right now, please, at 407-774-8255. Before we get back to the lines, though, I want to again remind you of a golf tournament coming up a week from Saturday on the 11th. Great course, great cause.
Right. This is for the Wounded Officers Initiative. It's on August 11th. It's going to tee off at 8:30 in the morning. We suggest being there at 7:15. Again, this is an organization that tries to take care of those who actually cannot take care of themselves. This is very inexpensive. If you mention the American Adversaries, normally the entry fee per golfer is $150. This will be $100. If you provide a foursome, normally $500, it'll be $375. We are playing at Reunion, which is one of the premier courses here in Central Florida down in Kissimmee. Not only you will after the tournament, you will also have a luncheon. Prizes will be given out, and we'll have a bunch of individuals out there for you to chat with, etc. Should be a lot of fun. Phone number, 407-408-3623. One more time, 407-408-3623. Ask for Scott Nylander.
Or if you couldn't write that number down, just call during the show here at our number, 407-774-8255. Give us your information, and Scott can contact you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. We've got a lot of characters. Yeah. We got about six, seven NFL players coming out. If you want some stories, they're going to be there.
All right, let's get Dave's contest entry in, and then we got to do some picking and choosing. Hey, Dave, how you doing tonight? Thank you so much for calling and being there.
Great, great. Love the show.
Thank you.
I think this goes a lot, lot deeper than just the Trump syndrome. I think all the men that have it, they actually need Cialis.
Cialis?
Who is Alice?
And the women that have it, their husbands need Cialis.
they need Cialis, or they need to see Cialis. To see Cialis. Okay, I like that.
That was pretty good, yeah.
What's that?
Don't make me go into all the nitpicky things, but, you know, their heads have been exploding for years now, so.
I get it. Their heads have been exploding. They're pulling their hair out. They got the syndrome bad. All right. Thank you, Dave. Way to go. Appreciate that. All right. So any more contest entries there, Nick?
That's it. Lines are clear.
All right, folks. For your last vote, what's it going to be? Is it going to be a winner?
I sure hope so. I have a pretty good track record, I think, of setting the pace.
You have.
Just saying. I am going to vote for John, one of our last callers there.
Which, is he the one?
Oh, the second one. Yeah, the second John.
Watch in Clockwork Orange style,
Trump's... We'll call it the Trump work orange.
Style, watch Trump success stories repeatedly. Okay, that's a vote for John. Nostradamus.
Boy, I love Don's idea, the double dose of laxatives. He's right. They are full of it. I loved Ed with the train to El Salvador, but I got to agree. The Trump work orange. I think John's got a winner tonight.
All right. And that brings us to Jackie Ricardo.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people really know how to get my vote, because anybody...
Oh, I know what's coming now, Jackie.
Here we go.
It's got to be Robert.
Yes. Well, you know, you can't beat a good massage chair and pillow or anything from Relax and Comfort, right?
And a little bit of vodka to go along with it.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
So that's a vote for Robert, who led us off tonight. All right, so two for John, one for Robert. That brings us to Nick Grounds. Hey, Nick.
How you doing? I liked the Smirnoff Ice bit of the first one.
Okay.
And I think a nice play on that word, ice.
Yes, there you go.
And I like the train through El Salvador as well. But I think for my winner, because I'm a Malcolm McDowell fan, he's going to be the Clockwork Orange guy.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
Wow, that's three.
That's three for John.
John. So. Oh.
I tell you what,
tough.
Mike, we've been aced out. It looks like
if you both vote for Robert, it's a tie.
Oh, no, that's right. It's 3-1. So what's it going to be?
Well, I'll tell you who I think should deserve this is our friend Frank from Ohio State, who didn't enter because of what happened to Urban Meyer. What's happened to Ohio State this year? No, actually, I'm going to go with John.
You're going to with the second John, the one we're talking about?
John the Baptist.
Wow.
All right. Well, I liked Ed with the long vacation, and I liked Lynn with the subliminal messages, but I've been outvoted. It is John.
Congratulations
to John with the Trump work orange style, watching Trump success stories repeatedly. And I did like his comment about you can't fix stupid, the Ron White.
Right. I thought it was very good.
Oh, yeah, the blue collar guys. I just love the blue collar comedy tour. Okay, don't forget.
Love it.
August 11th, a week from Saturday, the Wounded Officers Initiative Golf Tournament. Just call the number here and give us your information, and we'll have them contact you, and we'll give that phone number out again as the day grows.
Remember, Reunion
near.
Golf Course, right. Great course.
And on August the 30th, the great folks over at the British American Chamber of Commerce have a great charity event going on.
Yeah, we're teaming up with Orlando City Youth Soccer.
And our great thanks go out to Seth Miller and his team at Talk of the Town, who's going to be the main sponsor. They're going to come out and they're going to cook hot dogs and hamburgers, and we're going to sell the shirts. So I'll have more news next week on this, but we've now got we've picked up 10 shirt sponsors, so it's absolutely great.
And you'll be able to buy these shirts, and they are going to be excellent, beautiful shirts. Gold, I believe
gold,
you said.
Gold, yeah, because gold symbolizes pediatric cancer.
And that's what the benefit is going to be.
Yep, it goes into Knockout Cancer Charity, and this year we've designated it to Kids Beating Cancer.
Okay, and that's going to be August the 30th. Is there a website? Did you give a website?
We haven't got it yet, but we're going to be posting it up on the British American Chamber Orlando.com and also Orlando City Youth Soccer. But I'll have more details next week.
And you might want to consider, especially if you're a business person, joining the British American Chamber of Commerce. It's a great networking opportunity.
It certainly is. Thank you, Chris.
All right. And once again, that's August the 30th. Jackie.
One more quick thing. We are going to actually have the kickoff to our home shows coming up for the fall. And it starts in Orlando in Orange County Convention Center next weekend, which is the same weekend of your golf tournament. But it's 3 days. You can go Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And it's open to the public.
Open to the public. And you get extra discounts for being at the show, too. So
all right,
come by and see me. I'll be there.
All right. We'll give you more details about that tomorrow night and next week as well. Larry Elder up next. Thank you so much for the contest entries. And thank you so much for listening. Night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem.